अवधूतम् परिजना सहितम् कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमा ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमा ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती इति नामिने श्री वार्षभानवी देवी दायिताय कृपाब्दये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्ज्वल प्रेमाढ्य श्री रूपानुग भक्तिद श्री गौर करुणाशक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुग विरुद्धाप नान्त द्वन्तहारिणे गौर किशोराय साक्षाद् वैराग्य मूर्तये विप्रलंब रसांबोधे पदांबोजाय ते नमः नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद गौरशक्ति स्वरूपाय उपानुगवराय ते गौरविर्भाव भूमेस्तम निर्देष्टा सज्जन प्रिय वैष्णव सर्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुवेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते जयतां सुरतौ पंगोर मम मंद मतेर्गति मत्सर्वस्य पदाम्बोजौ राधा मदन मोहनौ दिव्यादुरुन्दारण्यकल्पदुर्मद श्रीमद्रत्नांगार सिंहासनस्थौ श्रीमद्राधा शीलगोविंद देवौ प्रेष्ठालिभिः सेव्यमानौ स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारम्भि वंशीवट ततस्थितः सन्वेणोर्स्वनैर्गोपी गोपीनाथ श्रेष्ठुन तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो टुडे एक्चुअली वी हैव ऑलरेडी हर्ड थ्री क्लासेस ऑफ Radhashtami on the topic by His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj, and it was a philosophy class also past times and all angles. So whatever has been remaining here and there, I will discuss. And so it won't be exactly, there will be some pastime, some philosophy. Whatever remains, tidbits, I'll be discussing, not in exactly one-pointed flow way. So we'll discuss on this. We'll begin with this verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 13, text number 150. Vrajavasi yata jana mata pita sakha gana. Sabahaya mora prana samam. Tanra madhe gopi gana sakshat mora jivana. Tumi mora jivanera jivana. We'll say it, and maybe some of you can also say. Vrajavasi yata jana mata pita sakha gana. Sabahaya mora prana sama. Tanara madhe gopi gana sakshad mora jivana. Tumi mora jivanera jivana. Vrajavasi yata jana mata pita sakha gana. Sabe haya mora prana sama. Tanara madhe gopi gana sakshat mora jivana. Tumi mora jivanera jivana. Matajis. Two word meanings. Vrajavasi yata jana. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham. Mata pita. Sorry, I come. Mother, father. Sakha gana. Boyfriends. Sabe. All. Hai. Are. Mora prana sama. As good as my life. Tanara madhe. Among them. Gopi gana. The gopis. Sakshat directly. Mora Jivan, my life and soul. Tumi, you. Mora Jivan era Jivan, the life of my life. Translation. Shri Krishna continued, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, my mother, father, cowherd boyfriends, and everything else are like my life and soul. And amongst all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis are my very life and soul. And amongst the gopis, you, Srimati Radharani, are the chief. Therefore, you are the very life of my life. Purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srimati Radharani is the center of all Vrindavan's activities. In Vrindavan, Krishna is the instrument of Srimati Radharani, and therefore all the inhabitants of Vrindavan still chant Jai Radhe. From Krishna's own statement given herein, it appears that Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan and Krishna is simply her decoration. Krishna is known as Madan Mohan, the enchanter of Cupid, but Srimati Radharani is the enchanter of Krishna. Consequently, Srimati Radharani is called Madan Mohan Mohini, the enchanter of Cupid. Hare Krishna. So today is the auspicious, just 1 minute I will add, because it has been connected to projector, I have to. Maybe some of you can see, some of you may not, but it is for me to see. Those who can see, they can relate. So generally, you might be expecting that there will be some PowerPoint show or something like that, but I will little just show the word file simply. And this is basically for someone who is, we should not say such things on Radhashtami, but someone who becomes inattentive for any reasons, for him to follow what just happened a few minutes back. So something, it has double use, for me to see what is coming ahead, and for those who missed out, they can follow up what happened just some time back. So that may be the dual purpose. I show this word file, and certainly there is today 3 times purpose is to in between show the bhajans page so that we can sing some bhajans in between. So anyway, so basically in this verse, Lord Shri Krishna is glorifying Srimati Radharani himself and telling that certainly all the Vrajvasis are my life force, and they are my life, that's the purpose, they are the cause of my life. But amongst them, all the gopis, they are the most important ones, and without that there is no meaning to existence. And amongst the all the gopis, he is saying, oh Radharani, you are a jivan era jivan, you are the life of my life. So basically Radharani is like the life force of Krishna, that is, for Krishna to exist, she is there. And sometimes it may be little bit confusing to that, what exactly the position of Radharani or Krishna and how the things are happening. So basically, one example is given by our acharyas. Just like sometimes boys, they play with their own image in the water or in the mirror. Even Krishna's one pastime is there. We see that photo, Krishna sitting on the ground and looking at the ground. Actually, that relates to one pastime. That Lord Krishna is walking and his palace is certainly in Dwarka, especially full of marble floors and like that, which are so good in, like, they are so pure and transparent. So Lord Krishna was looking at the ground one day and he just saw a beautiful personality. And he just sat down, struck with wonder that who is this beautiful personality? So Krishna is so beautiful and is enchanter of everyone. But here we see Krishna, he, just like a boy may sometimes, I don't know how many of you, but I have personally experienced at least with birds, sparrows and with cats. They also get confused. And just recently I saw one photo in newspaper or some soft copy somewhere that monkeys are also confused. Monkeys. What was shown, I've seen sparrows in my house. Sometimes they come, there some mirror was kept somewhere in the balcony or in the veranda, and sparrows would come and they would peck at the mirror, thinking there is another bird inside it. And they would look here and there. Sometimes they would go behind the mirror. Similarly, same thing would happen with the cats also. I have observed that personally. That cats, small cats especially, but even big ones, they would come and then they would stare at the mirror and they would not understand like what exactly is happening. And more, that sometimes they would make their eyes big and then the cat in the mirror would also make their eyes big. They would go around the mirror once or twice and then they won't understand and it would go away. So just like sometimes the boys, they play with the reflection of their own reflection. Similarly, Lord Krishna, when we hear such pastimes that who is Radharani, she is nothing but own energy of Krishna. And all the forms are energies of Krishna. And in this whole world, everyone is praying to Radharani, praying to Krishna to give us pleasure. Even there is some subtle element in our beginning days in spiritual life. All that we feel happy when we chant, we have kirtan. That's good. So Krishna, Krishna's holy name, Krishna's pastimes, they give us pleasure. But Krishna is praying to someone for pleasure. That means that personality should be at least many more times qualified than Krishna. So Krishna wants to show that although it's his own energy, Srimati Radharani, but she can give pleasure to Krishna, to whom whole world looks up to for pleasure. See, even though that the verse is there in Srimad Bhagavatam, akamava sarva kamava moksha kama udharadi. Even though everyone wants, ideally we should not go to Krishna for material pleasures, but even though you have such desires, you should still go to Krishna, not go to anyone else. So everyone is praying, but Krishna is praying here that please. So Krishna is looking at Radharani. Although Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and she is the supreme energy, Alladini Shakti. One she can give pleasure to Krishna. And therefore Krishna is looking at Radharani as unlimitedly pure, unlimitedly great, and one who possesses all the great qualities. So this is little like Krishna is the source and Radharani is his energy. But then Krishna is looking up to her. So these are the pastimes which Krishna performs to increase his own pleasure in this world. So one way Krishna is Atmaram. This is a little difficult to understand how Krishna is Atmaram, but still he desires to increase his pleasure and therefore he creates his energies and things like that. But some things can be understood when we reach the pure level. Just like we give the mundane example, like you can't understand the discussions between some two PhDs if you are on some 10th or 12th level. Similarly, such activities of spiritual world can't be full. We can discuss them theoretically, but they can't be fully grasped till we reach of some basic level. Then only we can understand such discussions. So, I was hearing one lecture, so I picked up this point from that there is little difference between Janmashtami and Radhashtami. Although this is not absolute, but there is little difference between the mood. Janmashtami is like we see the festival mood. Radhashtami is also festival mood. But Janmashtami is abundance, all are celebrating. We celebrate it to whole public. We know thousands of people come here. It may be because they may not be aware of Radhashtami. But what it is, we also advertise Radhashtami, but not as much as Janmashtami. So basically Janmashtami is a mood of abundance, joy, celebrating with the public. Radhashtami is a mood or a day for a prayerful day. To be in a prayerful mood, to pray to certainly Radharani, but certainly all Krishna, Acharyas, everyone, because this is little difference. Janmashtami is celebration, abundance, joy, sharing, and also Radhashtami, devotees assemble, they have wonderful kirtan, they have joy in that, but still their mood is to pray to Radharani and get her mercy. That is very important. His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu, he gave this example, that how we have to take shelter of energy to get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And he gives an example, just like, I think he gives in Bhagavad Gita course or somewhere, just like sometimes a small boy, he wants to get cricket bat, and then how he will get, he has to go to his father. And suppose the boy mistakenly approaches the father when the father is in the wrong mood. And he may say, oh father, I want a cricket bat, but the father is in the wrong mood. So father may just neglect the boy or even scold him and say, what is this cricket bat? Every time you are asking something, and the boy will go away in some bad taste. But then the boy will go and tell his mother that I want a cricket bat. So Gopinath was saying, mother will say, beta, be patient, not this time. And then the mother will very nicely see when Krishna, not Krishna, her husband's mood is nice. And when the husband is happy, nice mood, relaxing, she'll go and say, see our boy, he got good marks in the exam. And he's very gentle and disciplined. And he wants one cricket bat. So father, because he's in good mood and because mother's recommendation is there at the right time, he will say, oh, why cricket bat? Let him have the whole set of cricket, stump, balls, everything, gloves and pads. So therefore, approaching, and it happens many times also, we also make our, in our household, if we want to request something to father, we not only approach the mother, but we also approach our brothers and sister and make our case strong. So we should approach not only Radharani, but also other devotees. Because that is, you see, there is similarity, but also difference. Here it is on a mundane level, on a selfish level. Here we may think we are making up some team and fixing up, like making people on our side. But in the spiritual world, it's not that we are making some groups or making some mood, but it's done out of humility. Here it's not done out of humility to surrender to our brothers or sisters or mother or even father. It's just done out of to get our things done. We know if we only ask father, our things may not be get done that way. So we know we have to do all these things to get our things done. But in the spiritual world, it's not that we have to surrender to spiritual master just because abhi kya kare, there is no other way out. Not with that mood that that is the way Krishna has told. Oh, you have to come to me via spiritual master or via other mercy of other devotees, mercy of Radharani. So because there is no other way out, just like in the home, we do it because we see that is the way to get our things done. Here we don't do it exactly because there is no other option. But we do it out of natural humility, understanding that Radharani is dear to Krishna. If we please her, Krishna will be automatically pleased, and then suddenly all the devotees. So basically we understand, so today we'll be discussing some pastimes of Radharani certainly and Krishna and Vrindavan. Along with that, we'll take some essential qualities of Radharani, which a devotee can try to imbibe. And certainly all her 26 or there are 32 qualities which we can try to imbibe. But these are the major, not major, but important ones for a sadhak bhakta. All are important, but for our level mostly. So basically, this mood of humility comes out. We don't go to Radharani and pray that please be merciful so that Krishna will accept me. Thinking in this mind that this is the only way out. It's like, just like we have to do it. But we understand the glories of Radharani and Krishna. And we actually there is a meaning to it. When we pray to Krishna, when we pray to Radharani, when we pray to devotees and pray to Srimad Bhagavatam and everything which is connected to Krishna, even holy name, even prasadam, when you take in the prayerful mood, then certainly it has to be done with proper knowledge. And most important part of proper knowledge is that I am an insignificant servant, or das, dasamu das. And that when we can only pray when we are humble. Like explaining the part of these rituals, why rituals are there in temples. His Chaitanya Charitamrita has written that book on the picture, Oh My God. And he might have spoken also in this series, but I read the book. So in that book he was telling that how the mood and the body language is an important part of spiritual life. So he was making this, like the accusation in the movie, Oh My God, is there that why there is need of rituals in the temples, why there is need of aarti and maybe dancing or something like that. So he explained that rituals are part of our daily life anyway. They happen. He gave two examples. He gave just like birthday. It's a mundane example. Just like if you are celebrating birthday, then certainly there is no need. You just celebrate birthday, say happy birthday. But no, there is cake and there are candles and then you blow the candles. So the children and the boys and the girls, they think happy when they blow the candles. So blowing of candles is ritual. Now, there is nothing connected to birthday and blowing of candles, and there is nothing connected to blowing of candles and happiness. So people have just made some artificial connection, but they do it. So it's a ritual which is performed on a birthday. Similarly, there are rituals even in cricket match. Suppose when people are watching the match and then they hit the batsman hit a sixer, and then all people say, okay, sixer. Why to clap and why to cheer and why to wave the flags? These are all rituals. We don't require to do them. So even if the people don't clap, they don't wave the flags, the match might go on, But then the mood of the match won't be the same, and the batsmen will also feel encouraged. Therefore, the rituals are part of our, you just imagine, there is clean bowled or high trick taken by a bowler and nothing happens. No one in the stadium just gives a reaction because there is no need of any rituals. He has high trick, okay, that's all. So, actually, rituals are very much part of our daily life. When we meet someone, we sometimes say namaskar or we just raise our hands, oh, how are you? But actually, technically, we see that they are not needed. But it's a part, they enhance the act or the mood. Similarly, the rituals, in fact, as I said, there is no connection between blowing of candles and birthday. And there is no connection between happiness and blowing of candles. It is all imagined and made out of society and circumstances. But there are connections between spiritual activities, spiritual rituals, and the spiritual mood that has to be developed to perform that activity. For example, Chaitanya Charitamrita gave this example that when we go to temple or any place, for example, just think you are sitting on a sea beach or balcony in that chair which is with that mat, rest chair, and you are just lying down with your hands behind your head and your legs are on a stool or another sofa, and you are just lying looking up towards the sky. And then you, in such a position, you try to develop a humble mood, a prayerful mood. It's a little odd. It's not going to happen. We are just lying down like that. So that rituals are there where we fold the hands, we offer obeisances. Such things help to develop the right mood. So therefore, we have to understand that the day of Radhashtami is a mood of prayer. And is a day of prayer. When we come, we don't pray in a grudging mood, but we pray in a right mood, in a right position, in the right way. Therefore, we are approaching Radharani today. Because mercy is a very powerful force. We all see many of us are sitting here. And just some years back, some maybe 5, 10, 15, 20 years back, actually it's just like a whole mercy of Srila Prabhupada. The example was given like, even though the land is barren, the seeds may not fructify. But it's something, at least in my case, the heart and the consciousness was like something like that, barren, not suitable for spiritual life. But the force of mercy of Srila Prabhupada was so powerful. And we see it happening all over the world also. It was so powerful that the spiritual seed fructifies. Actually, there's one story of mercy. I might have spoken here some classes back or may not be. One story that happened, Krishna Karamurti Prabhu told me. One story that happened in Russia. That devotees were traveling in car, not devotees, one devotee. And he saw a bum, a completely drunk person with all the wrong type of clothes and big beard and like that on the road. I don't know what type of mercy came into his heart, but he saw that person lying on aside besides the road. He decided maybe we should try. And he took him inside the car on the back seat. He was unconscious out of intoxicating thing. Brought him to the temple and then cleaned him, washed him nicely. He was unconscious or sleeping state, and even showed him up both head and beard, and even put up dhoti, kurta and tilak mask 12 and bead bag. So he was lying unconscious. So the next day at 4:30 in the morning he came back to consciousness and he woke up and he said, "Where am I? Heaven or hell? Please explain to me." So, the devotee told him, "You are neither in heaven nor in hell. No, there is Mangalarti. You come for that." So anyway, he came to Mangalarti, attended a class. And after the class, when he had time to talk with the devotees, he asked, "What happened? What is this dhoti, kurta, tilak? It was not me." And then he said, "I am a person from another religion. I cannot go back to my family like this. They will kill me. So, where are my hairs? How can I go like this to my family?" So, the devotee said, "Okay, no, what you have done? Anyway, the hairs have been shaved. You stay here for 10 days, then the hairs will become like this. And then you go back." So, he had no option but to stay there for 10, 12 days. And anyway, you are staying here, so attend Mangalarti, chant. And he said, "That's good. It's not so bad." And then attend some lectures. And then after 15 days, he said, "Better I stay here, I don't go back." So, that is how
I don't recommend you to try such formulas. At least not here. But anyway, this is what happened once. This is what happened once. It's a real story that happens once in some place. So basically, this is a mood of mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Even in the most places where the trees or the creepers of bhakti are not going to fructify, they can fructify because the force of mercy of is just a flood. Some of the everything is carried on. Something carried in the flood. You see, everything flows. But sometimes some things they go aside and they just stay there. And some particles or some furniture they just flow till the end. So in this mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we see everyone is flowing. Some are getting holy names, some are getting prasad, some are getting books. So everyone is flowing for some time. But some people, they can't appreciate the mercy fully. Actually, we see hundreds of thousands of books printed. So many ways. Maybe I'll tell some stories of book distribution to prepare the basic ground for December month. But that's connected to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. It's a mercy of Radharani coming via Srila Prabhupada. So one place, one time one lady was distributing a book in a local train, not local train, in a train, like express trains. And then in the train, in the first class compartment, some officer was sitting. And then he was given the book, but he was, I don't know, antagonist or angry or whatever it may be. He became so upset. He was with an assistant. So he just took that girl, lady, I think he was some officer of railway or some officer of government, and just pushed her outside. And by that time, the train was started to move slowly. It was express train. He just pushed her outside. She almost fell on the platform. And he also tore the Bhagavad Gita and threw her that, you take it. Somehow that lady, I don't know, she was, the devotee was so compassionate. She just folded the Bhagavad Gita. And there was a servant who was standing in the door. The master told the officer told her, don't see to it that she doesn't get in. But anyway, the lady gave that book to the servant and told that you keep in his bag. Now the things are you keep in his bag. And therefore, then what happened was the servant, he said, my sir is angry, but anyway, book can be in the bag. So he kept the book in the bag, and then the book was there. He went home and he saw this book has come. Anyway, so he just kept it on his table. The servant also thought, anyway, our master has kept the book. So he, some, like in makeshift arrangement, bound it back, put some tape and put it in a shelf. And after many years, this person became so frustrated that he was thinking of suicide. And he thought maybe before committing suicide, he just look at his bookshelf and saw that book. Maybe he said, I will read that book. And he read it and he was interested and he went to the temple. And then, after he went to a temple and started practicing spiritual life, but still he did not know who was that girl who gave me that book on that day. And after that, 2, 3 years, 4 years went by. And then, we have festivals, like here also previously we used to have Puna Yatra, or something like that where devotees gather, or in Russia they have a festival on the Baltic Ocean, and somewhere in Hungary they have, in America they have, where devotees gather. So there he went to one place where devotees gather. And then suddenly, just he was across that girl who had actually given him the book. And although it was 4, 5 years back, both recognized, certainly. They recognized because he threw her down, and she also recognized because she was thrown down the moving train. And then suddenly this devotee, although he was an elderly person, he started asking for forgiveness. And the things were... Certainly, she had already forgiven. She was also a good devotee. So basically, this is the force of mercy. Why we see in the spiritual, in the material world right now, the mercy force is flowing very strong. And we see everyone is getting connected. But only thing is, as the waters of flood are flowing, some souls, they just drift to the side and they remain there for some time. But some souls, they just stay in the current of flow. And that's our job. The mercy of Radharani is coming through the current of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, the current is coming. And we should just remain in the center. Or the current is pushing us. Like devotees, they push us many times. You do this service, go for book distribution. So that's okay. We just remain in the current. we should not go sidetrack. Remain in the current and the mercy will take us. It will fructify. So basically, we'll just discuss in short the story of birth of Radharani. There are 2-3 versions, but I will just mention one version. That one day Vrishabhanu Maharaj, early in the morning, he was going in the fields and he was near Yamuna river. Actually, he was going to the Yamuna river. And then he saw bright effulgent light coming from some place. And trying to locate, he went and he saw it's coming from a lotus flower in the Yamuna river. He thought maybe just lotus flower is so wonderful, I'll go and pluck it. But when he went into the Yamuna river, he saw that within the whirl of a lotus flower, a beautiful, extremely beautiful golden colored baby girl is there. And he had no children. So he picked up Srimati Radharani and came back and gave it to his wife Kirtida. And she was also very happy. And suddenly they are all joyful, but then there was one issue. That this baby girl, Radhika, she would not open eyes or even show any symptoms. She was living, but she would not show any external symptoms of eyes or talking or smiling or even crying. Nothing. She was just like a statue. So that was some concern. But anyway, they said the girl has come and we should do the Jatak ceremony and all the ceremonies that are done after the birth. And they had arranged a big way. And then suddenly they invited their neighbors. Although Nanda Maharaj would stay at Nandagram, and today it is around 8-10 kilometers apart, and Vrishabhanu Maharaj would stay at Barsanagram. Both were the hills we can see from one place to another. And not only that, they were neighbors before that also. Before they were in Mahavan and Rawal, Gokul and Rawal, they were neighbors. And while transferring from Gokul to Nandagram and Barsana, they stopped somewhere near Chattikara. So they are neighbors there also. So they are always neighbors. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj invited Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maiya, and certainly Krishna also. He came at that time. And then Krishna was lifted up to have a darshan of, Radharani in the cradle. And when Krishna was there, placed in front of Radharani, at that time only, she opened her eyes and everyone could see that she is interested only in seeing Krishna. So basically, it is said all her senses were stolen in one way by Krishna, not only sight of vision. So basically, we will discuss that part little later again. But we see Krishna, Radharani is Krishna's energy, a counterpart. Krishna expands in many ways and Radharani also expands similarly to give a proper service in each mood. So first she expands as various gopis also. Then in Dwarka she expands as 16,000 queens in different moods. To satisfy her only aim of Radhani is to serve Krishna. That's her only aim. Nothing else. Therefore we see these gopis that pastime, they are ready to give the dust of their feet for the pleasure of Krishna. So she sees that Krishna expands in many ways. Krishna becomes Balaram. So she takes a similar mood and expands herself into Revati. And she expands into 16,000 queens in Dwarka. So Krishna is Govindam Adi Purusham, the source of all the forms of Krishna. And similarly, Radharani is the source of all the forms of various concerts of Krishna. Then, just like when Krishna becomes Mahavishnu for the purpose of creation, she becomes Mahalakshmi to take a similar mood. And when Lord Krishna becomes Lord Shiva, when he touches the Shiram Yatha Dadi, when he touches the material world, she becomes Parvati. And like that we see, whenever Krishna expands, Radhani also expands in a reciprocal way. To help serve Krishna in that particular position, in that particular mood. So again, continuing this story, we see, as Vishwanathagiri Thakur says, the position has already happened with Radhani. He says that the famous verse is there. Then don't, if you have material desires and want to enjoy materially, then don't go to Keshi Ghat and look at the threefold bending form of Shyam Sundar, Tribhanga Rupam. Because once you are attracted to him, then you cannot enjoy material desires. It's difficult. Like devotees, they sometimes try to enjoy materially. and then they enjoy, but in the heart also there is some different types of feeling, it should not be done. So they can't enjoy so much really properly. And when we actually get the experience of Krishna, then there is no even desire to attempt to even enjoy materially. So he says, don't go, because Krishna will steal the power of all your senses. Not only vision. Actually Radharani, she just opened eyes. But it's not that Krishna stole the power of vision of Radharani at that time. It was already stolen. It's Purva Rag, but it's manifested again in this avatar. And Krishna will not only steal the capacity of vision, but also hearing, touch, walking. That happens in Vrindavan. He has already stolen the capacity of all the sensory powers of Vrajvasis. We have heard that how in the future it will come. So today, as I said, is a day of prayer. And what is the prayer? Please engage us in some service. Srila Prabhupada would say, he wrote a letter to his guru also at the ending Leela of Bhaktivedanta Thakur. He says, if you have any specific service, please tell me. And the letter came back. They tried to preach in the English language, print books. So Prabhupada could understand that the same order was repeated again. So this service today, although there is a festival here, we have announced before the class or in between the Guru Puja that in the kitchen we require some devotees. Some devotees might have already gone, some can go afterwards, some can go in the afternoon. The service will go on. Basically, Radhani's specialty is she is expert cook. And we can assist her. She is also expert in making garlands, we can assist her there also. She is expert in singing and we can assist her there also. She is expert in dressing nicely. So we can dress Krishna nicely and we can also assist by dressing ourselves also nicely. That's a part of a great personality, to dress nicely. Like Jayadev Maharaj, he says, he says, before you speak, first dress and then address. So it is mentioned that these are qualities of some great personality. Anyway, sometimes some speakers, including myself, they dress in not in a very presentable way. But then that is their part. Radhani can dress nicely. So we can also dress ourselves nicely. Because that is a part. We just like gopis, they dress nicely, not for personal pleasure. They dress nicely for Krishna's pleasure. But sometimes gopis, they become so intense with the idea of giving pleasure to Krishna. What happens? They put the upside, the top clothes on the bottom and the bottom clothes on the top. And instead of putting the decoration nicely, they just put it randomly. Maybe some devotees are of that category. But we should not justify. That happens out of pure love of Krishna. So there are many qualities of Radharani. But one important is, in all the qualities, even in the dressing, the mood is serving Krishna. You should understand, the serving Krishna is the element of Radharani. She might sometimes dance with Krishna. She might sometimes cook for Krishna. She might sometimes, even in gopis, sometimes would say Krishna that you carry us, or tell Krishna that you get us makhan, whatever it may be. It might be that she is dominating. Like sometimes when there will be some arguments between Radharani and Krishna, and Radharani is of a little humble mood, and Krishna would sometimes dominate, then Lalita, they would step in. She is elder than Krishna and Radharani both. She would step in and then she would say, she would take a dominant role like a policeman, and then Krishna had to step back. Krishna had to become little submissive. So even in apparently while showing power or dominating over Krishna, the eternal mood of gopis and Krishna is to serve. So today is a chance where we should take some chance to serve in some way. Serve by chanting more. Various options are there, and we can choose as per our liking, but we should serve in some way. And certainly cooking, distributing prasad, singing nicely, all these things are there. And she is very merciful. She gives pleasure to Krishna. And she is a chief lady amongst all the ladies of Mathura, Vrindavan. And she has arisen just like on Purnima day. If you have gone sometimes to Eastern Ocean, you see a red, bright red moon arises. She will have golden colored Radhani has arisen from ocean of Vrishabhanu. Vrishabhanu Dadi Vardhana Veshe, like that. So that is bhajan. Maybe we'll sing that bhajan. Jaisi Chanpur is waiting. He's looking that so long, he's not got a chance. So we'll sing that bhajan of Radhe Jai Jai Madhav Daite, and then we'll continue again. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. O Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Damodar Rati Vardhana Veshe Hari Nishkota Vrinda Vipineshe. Damodar Rati Vardhana Veshe Hari Nishkuta Vrinda Vipineshe. Oh Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Vrishabanu Dadi Navashashileke Lalita Saki Gunaramita Vishake. Vishabanu Dadi Navashashileke Lalita Saki Ganaramita Vishake. O Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Karunam Kurumai Karuna Bharite Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite. Karunam Kurumai Karuna Bharite Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite. O Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite.
Hare Krishna. So Radharani is Damodara Radhi Vardhana Veshe. She is wearing the dress that increases the pleasure of Damodar. And Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishakhe. And as I said, it's a prayerful day. Karunam Kurumai Karuna Bharite. Karunam is mercy. So, one discussion was there a difference between Krupa and Karuna. He said they were saying that Krupa is something which we get after we beg for it. We go and ask, please give, then the Karuna. That is Krupa, okay, I gave you something. So Krupa comes when we go and ask for it. But as a Karuna is something, compassion is something which comes to us without asking. So some discussion I heard that said, this is a technical discussion in difference in Sanskrit language between Krupa and Karuna. So Karunam Kurumai Karuna Bharite. Rarani, you are the ocean or the source of all compassion, mercy. So please be compassionate on me. Sanat Sanatana Varanita Charitra. Sanat Sanatana, they are describing your qualities. So in this way, Rarani, her main source is compassion, and we see that she is, her main element is service. So therefore, various services which we can perform, we can think of after finishing one service is also to listen to her glories. So after finishing our talk today, we can go in and do some service. So Radhani's main mood of compassion is more shown in Vrindavan before she reaches the age of youthfulness. It's also there later on, but more exhibited before she reaches. And after she reaches, then Radha and Krishna, they take up the form of Kishore and Kishori. And then in the youthful age, the relationship, they change because Madhurya Ras, it comes more, and the pastimes of attraction, and then such pastimes, they begin in Vrindavan Dham. Actually, we see in the Golok Vrindavan, the Leelas are always of Kishore and Kishore age. The childhood pastimes are not there in Golok Vrindavan. So basically then the meetings, hidden meetings and messages being sent, signals being sent and all these things, they start, they send the signals via some smoke signals, they burn something in some way on some side of hill, and the meanings like that, and the parrots are there. We have been to this Vrinda Kund, where some millions parrots assisting Vrinda Devi. And these parrots are not just messengers of like dull messengers like today, or like we see some people, they just go and give some message. No, they are innovative. They are told some message, but they have the intelligence to change the message required by the time they reach the person to whom they have to give the message. So they are expert even in the art of, they are not just like some parents, some parrots who are in the cage and they are being trained to speak like Hare Krishna, like Srila Prabhupada would say. Some parrots, they are trained to speak Hare Krishna or Hari Bol. And Prabhupada says when a time of death, like parrots, like cats, they kill the parrots. So sometimes a cat comes and catches a parrot. Prabhupada said at that time he won't say Hari Bol. He will say his own words and his own sound. Prabhupada says our Hari Bol or Hare Krishna should be not like that. Saying Hare Krishna right now, and when the death comes, then we forget Hare Krishna. Like that parrot. So these parrots who are messengers of Krishna, they are expert. They are expert, they know the mood, and then they go and give signals in various ways, and they are innovative. And Krishna has these four qualities, special qualities, over and above Narayan. That is a very important part in Vrindavan Dham. Leela Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, Bhakta Madhurya and Venu Madhurya. So this Venu is a flute. And there are various types of flutes Krishna has. If you see even Anand Nitai Prabhu was here, he had some small, big, thick, thin, like that. So these all flutes, but Venu is a very special one. And this Venu is a very important part of Leela in Vrindavan. It's not just Krishna is playing the flute, but it's related with all the Vrajvasis. Sometimes the Venu we see, in fact, there's a potency. When Krishna plays the flute, it has various effects all over the world. The sound of the flutes, it passes to various layers. And it changes the nature of a person. Sometimes Lord Shiva is meditating. We see in temples, Shiva is meditating with moon and like that, Ganga on his head. And when he hears a Venu sound of Krishna, he starts dancing. And Parvati is astonished, said, this is not a time of Tandav Nurtya. It's not the time of annihilation of the universe. But that is the effect. A dhir Lord Shiva, he starts dancing. And then, he says, sometimes during the rain, when the clouds, they are thundering, for us it's only thunder. But for us, for Vrajvasis, clouds, they are making the sound of Mrudangas, accompanying the mood of the Venu. So, everyone tries to help. They hear the sound of Venu. And sometimes, all the residents of Vrindavan, even Yamuna Devi, when she hears, she is always flowing. When she hears the sound of Venu, she stands still. Even Dhir Samir is a place. You went to Vrindavan near Gopeshwar. Dhir Samir, Dhir means, see, the wind, it never steady, it always flows, maybe slower, fast. But Dhir Samir is the place, having been touched by the effects of Vrindavan, Venu of Krishna, the air becomes still, Dhir. So that is the effect of Venu. And cows, a very special pastime of cows is given. Initially when they hear the sound of flute, they cup their ears. Sometimes even today we see the cows, when they hear some special sound, not a normal one, they raise their ears and they cup it just to get the sound. So cows, they also stand still. It is said when they hear the Venu sound, if they are eating grass, they stand still with grass in the mouth. If the calves, they are drinking milk, it's very difficult. Like when the cow is grazing, it's not that he just stops like that. Or when the calf is drinking milk, we know he is not going to stand steady. But when he hears the sound of flute, such effects, they are not a natural behavior, they come. And it is said the sound is so beautiful. Sometimes that sound is so intense and it's giving them so intense joy. It's become unbearable for them to take it. I explained in one pastime, the cows at such time, they raise their front legs and they try to cover their ears. They say, we don't want to hear this sound of Venu now. And still the Krishna, and they pray to Krishna while covering their ears. Stop, stop, stop playing the Venu. But Krishna doesn't stop. And then ultimately they go, Krishna doesn't stop, and they go to request him, please stop this Venu. But ultimately they also freeze. And sometimes when see the gopis, when they hear Venu, they hear, see, the important point is Krishna is playing the same Venu, but everyone is hearing differently. Lord Shiva is starting to dance, the clouds are making thunder, the cows are having different. So therefore, when the gopis, they hear the Venu, they don't hear the Venu. They hear that, drop everything and come immediately now to Vamsivad. So that is, and when Radharani hears, she hears that, oh, Krishna is saying, you are the only one. You are the only one in my life. Please come immediately. So this is one Krishna, but Radharani, she is developing that mood. Like she talks with Bumblebee. She also talks about Venu sometimes. She is so fortunate. We can be with Krishna only in some parts of the day. When Krishna goes to grazing, we can't be with him. In that also sometimes we go, there's some short meeting and then we have to be away. But this Venu, he is so fortunate. Krishna always carrying him day and night. Even while sleeping, sometimes he keeps below the pillow, sometimes he keeps nearby. Even while grazing, he keeps in the waist. Sometimes he plays, sometimes he holds in his hand. So he says, this Venu, he is getting such a nice association of Krishna 24 hours a day. What pious activities he might have performed, the bamboo. We also want to become it. So Radhani says, tomorrow morning I will go to one Kalpataru and pray that I want to become Venu, so that I will get the association of Krishna always. So her mood is not out of service, not out of envy. Why she is asking that she become Venu? Not out of envy. Her mood is, I want to serve Krishna in all the possible ways. I want to serve Krishna as Venu also. She wants to serve Krishna in all the possible ways. And therefore we see Radha and Krishna, they are actually, it may feel that they are sometimes separated, they are sometimes not, but they are actually never separated. The mood of separation actually arises out of humility. I would say the humility, service attitude, mood of separation and patience. These are qualities. One quality of Radha is also patience. One quality is she is gentle and mild. We can say like humility. One quality is, as I said, she is always expert in service. So actually they are related. We can't be patient if we don't have humility. Because like sometimes we see, I was in one office few days back. I'm not saying in offices or in some government office you should always be humble, but then I saw one man, actually the person in the officer or the person in the office was trying to help him in all the most possible way. But this man was so arrogant, he was not ready to listen. And he was just arguing. He said, I'm trying to tell you, help you out. Please just listen and fill some forms. He said, no. He said, that is the procedure. So therefore, humility and patience. He said, no, I want it right now. He said, no, you have to fill the form and the letter will come to your home in 2-3 days. He was not ready to listen. And it was not an emergency for him. But therefore, this humility, patience, and there can't be service attitude without humility. There can't be patience. So they are connected. And then separation attitude, separation mood also comes. See, if we are proud, then we'll think that Krishna should be with me always. We can't imagine a separation of Krishna. Therefore, all these qualities are related. So even in the parkiya ras, there are two types of mood. We have discussed one. When Radharani and Krishna, they are having pastimes before the marriage of Radharani. And then, when Radharani is married, so before the marriage, Radharani, it was not a social thing, but she could secretly go to Krishna's grazing ground and sometimes meet occasionally. But after marriage, then there were more guards. Abhimanyu was there, Jatila, Kutila was there, and some of you might have heard these pastimes. So after the marriage, the mood of separation for Radharani became more intense. The obstacles were there more, it becomes more intense. And Radharani, you see, before when the marriage was fixed, Nandi Mukhi, a relative of Krishna, she spoke out openly against the marriage. He says, never before was there such an unsuitable match in this world. When the marriage of Radharani and Abhimanyu was fixed. I mean, it has never ever happened. How can such a match and the marriage take place between Radharani and Abhimanyu? And he says, this Radharani, she cannot bear the touch of any other person than Krishna. And how can she be married to Abhimanyu? So in this way, Abhimanyu was criticized. And many times it was criticized in many other ways also. So one time what happened was that this mood of paramour mood is there. Why? Because it is free from obligation. Whenever in this material world, when you are a man and woman, they are engaged, and they experience that immediately so much responsibility is and so much obligations they come up. It's not like something against, but that happens. But then there is claim. The husband thinks the wife is my property, and the wife thinks in a similar way that husband is my property, and they start laying claim on each other. And then so many issues they can develop. But Krishna is called as Lumpat. That means he doesn't want to take responsibility. He is not reliable. So mood is there. Sometimes Krishna will be there with Radharani, dancing, even carrying them when they are tired. And next moment he will disappear. They can't lay claim. Oh, where have you gone? Like we see sometimes. This happens in the material world. Why you are not here? Why you go there? The claim is there on the husband by the wife. The wife on the husband. But here Krishna doesn't want that mood. He will do all types of service and he just go off and leaving the gopis in mood of separation. So therefore, in this world, he says Krishna is unreliable. But still, Krishna, Radhani expresses that mood to that bumblebee. When that bumblebee comes, she tells the bumblebee, you unreliable servant of an unreliable master. Just like your master, Krishna, he sometimes is with this group of gopis, sometimes with that group of gopis. You also go from flower to flower and collect the honey and leave them distressed. Therefore, when we say, but still the mood of gopis is, Krishna is ours. They don't want to lay claim on Krishna, but that is the mood. Just like right now, we have the mood, Krishna, please accept me. Please make me yours. But the gopis, they have higher mood. They say, Krishna, our mood is Krishna, you accept me. Krishna, you make me mine of yours. Krishna will say, he is mine. But then the gopis, they have the mood that, oh, Krishna is mine. Ours is, Krishna is our property. But it suddenly disappears. So one day what happened in the hour, to explain this mood of separation, there is one pastime told by Vishwanath Reddy Thakur in his book called Prem Samput. And he says in the hour, one time, Abhimanyu was not there. And Jotila, Kutila were also not there. And suddenly in the garden, or what you call it, in the courtyard of Radharani or Abhimanyu, a divine goddess appeared. And then she was very beautiful to look, and like it was for her dress and for her, from her form, it was appearing that she is some divine personality, come from some higher realms. So Radharani saw from her window that a goddess is sitting in her courtyard. So initially she sent her servants to go and greet her and maybe call her inside the home. And servants went and tried to talk with the goddess, but then goddess was like not speaking anything, just sitting very grave, as if she is not going to respond. She was awake and aware, but she is not going to respond. So maybe Radhani thought, maybe I should go personally, like owner of the house should go and call her in. So Radhani came, and then she also tried to welcome that goddess inside, but still no response. And then Lalita and Radhani, they tried to infer and discuss what's the cause. What's the cause? And then Lalita said, maybe this goddess is very distressed, very sad, because sometimes when a person is very distressed, very sad, he doesn't speak. He remains silent. So maybe she is suffering from some sadness. So they try to speak to that goddess. Maybe she just, we are also ladies, don't remain quiet, trust us. Don't think that we'll do some misuse your sharing your mood with us. We are also ladies, we are also in a similar position. Just share your sorrow with us. And when the sorrow is shared, it decreases. So immediately you will be relieved. So please speak what is in your heart. This is the mood. And the goddess says, yes, yes, you are right. You understood that I am in a great sorrow. And then the gopi says, oh, great sorrow. Please speak. It was not like someone may be thinking a generally a story of this world. A goddess coming and telling, I am in great sorrow. And actually this pastime was spoken by Kadam Kanar Maharaj. He says that no, all we are expecting, no, some a sorrowful event of this world will happen. Like a man, if he is feeling sorrow, he may say, how I lost my money, or how my business was lost. Or a lady, she might be saying that how I was mistreated in the home. And something like that, stories of this material world of sorrow. So all was expecting this goddess, know what she will say. She's in great sorrow, some drama of a material world. Actually, I should not say here, but I overheard one lady saying that my husband, she doesn't appreciate me much. Then I thought, it's, I think, happening since creation. Lakshmi and also sometimes they say like that. It's not going to change in the part of material world. But then they were thinking that this goddess will speak some sorrowful material story of some things that happen. But this goddess said, no, we have got divine powers. And we can understand whatever is happening in any part of material world. And Radharani, I have seen how Krishna mistreats you, how he neglects you, how he leaves you sorrowful and bleeding with separation. And he I don't know what type of person this Krishna is. He is so hard-hearted. He leaves you broken-hearted, leaves you at any time. And he says, enough is enough. The goddess says, I can't take it so much. I feel so sorrow because Krishna is mistreating you in such a bad way. He is plunging you in the ocean of separation. He is so cruel. He is so heartless. And this goddess went off speaking like this. At that time, Radhani, she could not take it. She said, enough, please don't speak like this about Krishna. Krishna is full of love for me. He is always kind and merciful. Goddess says, you are calling Krishna loving and merciful, but I have been observing all the pastimes. It can't happen that way. I think, O Radhani, because you are so badly treated, I think you are losing your mental control. And you are thinking that Krishna is merciful. Radharani says, no, Krishna is never separated from me. He is always in my thought, absorbed in my thoughts, and similarly I am always absorbed in his thoughts. We are never separated, even for a moment. This goddess says, oh, I think you have developed good way to console yourself. Krishna is mistreating you, and you are consoling yourself, sounds that you have found some good way to deal with your distress. But this mood of separation is a very important part of your, she is not with you. But then the goddess says, to be honest, I can't develop that, I can't self-cheat myself. He is mistreating you, and I am not convinced by your answer. If you and Krishna are really one together, and not in, you have to prove it. And how you can prove? You say you are always together. You have to bring Krishna right now here. So it was a challenge for Radhani. She said, okay, I'll sit in meditation and with intense prayer try to call Krishna. And then Radhani closed her eyes and starts praying intensely. What happens? The goddess, I don't know what to say, she or he, but she or he takes off the clothes of the goddess, and the Krishna is right there. And then Radhani opens the eyes and he says, oh, she also is astonished. How come Krishna has come because of my prayers? I said, oh, she was happy that Krishna has come. But then she says, where is the goddess? Krishna says, she had some work, so she has gone. So actually, this is a story told by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Goddess has to go for some work. But it shows the part of mood of separation between Krishna and the Radhani. That is the eternal mood. We see there is a sarovar called Prem Sarovar. I think near Nandagram or Basana, but somewhere in between them. Prem Sarovar. What happens over there? Krishna and Radhani are sitting beside each other on a throne. But both develop a mood that they will have a separation of each other. And both start crying. Tears of separation. And the tears, they glide down and both combine and make a sarovar. That is called as Prem Sarovar. So this mood of separation is an eternal part in Vrindavan, although they are always thinking of Krishna. And even they meet, they are in anxiety of future separation. And you see, this mood was picked up by, actually I was going to sing this Radhika Ashtakam, but it already sang before. So he is singing another Ashtak, developing this mood of separation. Picked up by the Acharya, six Goswamis. Although it's Ashtak of six Goswamis, if we see it's describing Vrindavan. Kujata kokil hamsa sarasa gana kirnecha mayura kule he radhe vraja devi kecha lalite. So although it's Ashtakam of, they show how the Shad Goswamis are moving in Vrindavan. Although they are Goswamis, but they are in the mood of Gopis and Radharani, and they are calling out. So we'll see this, sing this Radhe, Sar Goswami Astak, and then we'll continue again. Jaisatvan Bhu is saying, because the song is over here, we'll all sing together along with him.
Krishna Kirtana Gana Natana Paro Premamritam Bonidhi Dira Dira Jana Priya Priya Karo Nirma Sara Pujito Shri Chaitanya Kripa Varo Bhuva Bhuva Bharavahantarako Vande Rupa Sanatana Uragu Yuga Shri Jiva Gopalako Shastra Vicharanai Puno Sadharma Sanstapako Lokanam Hitakarino Tribhuvane manyau sharanya karo Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nande Namataliko Vande Rupa Sanatana Uragu Yuga Shri Jiva Gopalako Shri Gauranga Gunanu Varnana Vida Shraddha Samruddhyanvito Papo Tapa Nikrantano Tanu Vritha Govinda Ganamrite Anandambu Divardhanaika Nipuna Kaivalya Nistarako Vande Rupa Sanatana Uragu Yuga Shri Jiva Gopalako Yaktva tu namashesha mandalapati Shrenim sadatu chava Bhutva dina ganesha kau karunaya Kaupina khanta shrito Gopi Bhavara Samrutabdi Lahari Kallola Magna Moho Vande Rupa Sanatana Uragu Yuga Shri Jiva Gopalako Kujat kokila hamsa sarasa gana Kirne mayura kude Nana ratna nibadha mula vitapa Shri yukta vrindavane Radha Krishna Maharnisham Prabhajata Jivartha Dhaya Mudha Vande Rupa Sanatana Uragu Yuga Shri Jiva Gopalako Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibhi Kala Vasani Kruto Nidrahara Viharaka Divijita Chatyanta Dino Chayo Radha Krishna Guna Smruter Madhurima Nandena Sammohito Vande Rupa Sanatana Uragu Yuga Shri Jiva Gopalako Radha Kundata Te Kalindata Naya Tire Chavam Shrivate Preman Madha Vashada Shesha Dashaya grastau pramattau sada gayantau chakadaharer gunavaram bava bibhutau muda vande rupa sanatanau ragu yuga Shri Jiva Gopalako He Radhe Braja Devike Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kuta Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Vanye Kuta Goshantaviti Sarvato Brajapure Keder Mahavivalo Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Shri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Shri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Shri Jiva Gopalako
Hari Bol. So this is the mood which we are discussing of the gopis and the Ashwara Goswamis. Goswamis are also calling out Radharani's name. He Radhe Vraja Devi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kutha. So where are you? So where are you means they are not in the like, there is mood of separation. And they are moving like mad person in mood of separation. Goshan Tava Iti Sarvato Vraja Pure. They are going around searching for Radhani and Krishna. So this mood of separation is little difficult to understand, because when we say of separation in this world, sometimes in college students, they come and the boys are so disturbed because they had some broken affair, and for 6 months they are not able to study and things like that. So when we think of separation in this world, we think losing weight, stopping to eat, although sometimes and here Radharani, she is almost unconscious out of separation. And some people who are not having the knowledge of this mood may think, what? Your parampara, Brahma Madhya Gaudiya parampara, saying this is the aim of our spiritual life? A mood of separation, becoming unconscious, almost on the verge of death, out of separation. But you should understand, is this what Lord Chaitanya has come to give us? But we should understand this separation is above what we can understand this material world. For that we require the grace. For us, a materially conditioned person may think meeting of Radha and Krishna is the highest. But in the spiritual world is little different. Actually, then the thing may come. Actually, not only Krishna, not only Radhani, even Krishna is sometimes suffering from this mood of separation. Sometimes he thinks, oh, how I behaved so bad with Radharani. How I mistreated so much with Radharani. How I neglected her. And he also feels bad. And why actually I behaved with her in such a mood. So it may appear that Krishna is also suffering. And the point may be raised, why did Krishna create this mood of separation in the first place? Because he also himself is suffering from it. Actually, Vishwachakri Thakur answers, although his mood of separation, an example is given in this material world, it's not exactly correct example. He says, sometimes a hot sugarcane juice is very sweet, but it's little hot also to take, wise, temperature wise. So we can't take it very easily, and we can't also leave it very easily. So something like that mood of separation, apparently it's
apparently it's misery, sorrow, unconsciousness. But his mood is such intense and such loving that gopis can't give it up also. It can't be removed from them. Even it just can't happen. His mood is, apparently they are suffering, but they are actually experiencing the highest bliss of spiritual life. So Krishna, although he feels sorrow or separation, he created it. It is said Krishna sacrifices his own pleasure for the pleasure of devotees. So for the gopis and the devotees' pleasure, he sacrificed his own pleasure and created his mood of separation. So as I said, I will just summarize and then we'll have one or two pastimes and short pastimes and then one last bhajan to develop the mood for the whole day. So these are the qualities which of Radharani. There are many 24 qualities or 26, but these are the qualities which I was discussing of. She is modest and gentle, always very merciful. She is always respectful. She is very patient and she is obliged by the dealing of her associates. So we see these are all interrelated. We can't just separate one. We can't be obliged to the dealings of others if we are not gentle and respectful. And we can't be respectful if we are not gentle. And we can't be patient if we are not gentle and modest and merciful. They are interrelated. And these are qualities of Radharani. And eternal service is thing which can be separated from her. Actually, if you see in spiritual world, there is one narration in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then in fact, all forms, Balaramji, Vishnu, Radharani, all their main aim is to soar. And in fact, it ends in saying that even the main quality of Krishna is also to soar. And because the main quality of Krishna is to soar, main quality of his expansions, his energy and souls is also to soar. Therefore, a living entity will actually be joyful and happy only when he is serving rather than enjoying. Enjoying is like sambhog, getting together, and serving is like mood of separation. Therefore, we see one question was raised by, I think, Dyamuru Swami, speaking in some intellectual group, maybe IIT or somewhere. He says, in this world, highest joy is experienced when we share. So suppose there is some chikki or something. I can enjoy it alone, and that is joyful. But at some stage in life, the highest there is more joy in sharing that thing with others. It may be with our family members. But when we have bigger consciousness, it may be with some unknown persons also. Sometimes there is a tendency to share with only our near and dear ones. But those whose consciousness is expanded, who consider everyone is near and dear ones, he enjoys joy or pleasure in sharing with everyone. To such an extent that sometimes he doesn't get himself. So, Dyamuru Swami asked this question. If I get it, I enjoy it. And I get some pleasure. But you intelligent people try to answer, how a joy of a higher nature is present in sharing and sacrificing. Logically, it should not be. Logically, it should be joy only in I enjoy. But that is present because that is the eternal quality of the soul. To sacrifice, share, and to sacrifice at such an extent like Krishna is doing. To sacrifice his personal pleasures for the pleasure of other devotees. So that is coming from the spiritual realm. And now we'll discuss some pastime. And then we'll have last bhajan, two pastimes. Actually what happened, when Krishna was moving around in Kamyavan, and then the gopis came along with Radharani. And then Krishna was boasting in one way. You know, I am the source of all incarnations. And I am the source of Vishnu and Ram and Narasimha Bhagavan and everything. And then the gopis in their pastime, they said, oh, what you are speaking? You are always bluffing. Now you just speak like this and you have never shown or done something. If you really claim to be what you are, then show something. Then Krishna told gopis, okay, you close your eyes. And then Krishna created a big ocean. And when the gopis opened the eyes, they are afraid. Suddenly a big ocean coming in Vrindavan, in Kamyavan. And then Krishna in front of them, along with his friends, made a setu crossed the ocean, went on the other side, fought the battle, defeated Ravan and came back. So that place is there in Kamyavan. If you are fortunate to go to Yatra or any time to Vrindavan, and if you are fortunate to go to Kamyavan, Baldev Prabhu is the Dham Darshak. No, he is not Dham Darshak. He is the leader of Dham Darshaks. So he is telling that we are going. So we should take his mercy first. And actually, I am speaking this pastime also out of his mercy. Just coming over here and told me 2 minutes back. So this is the last editions. Like we go to exam and just last revision, we just see some things. Sometimes we read one formula before entering the hall. And we see that sum has come. And we immediately solve it. So this pastime is something like that. Actually, I came late and somebody else sang Radha Madhav because Baldev Prabhu was dictating this pastime to me. Just coming over here. And I called miss calls from some people in this room. Where are you? Come. I said, I am getting last minute help. So anyway, this place is there. And we can go over there if we are fortunate and get mercy of Baldev Prabhu and strength to go. Also, there is one more pastime that actually once Ashwatthama, you know that he got this curse of wound, a long-term wound in his head, that money was taken away by Arjun and he has to beg and painfully travel all over. So once he went to, and everyone, wherever he went, he heard one answer. We can't help you much. You go to Vrindavan and take shelter of Radhani. Like we know, Radhani gave that shelter to that fox, she fox, Shiv Koi. So you go to Vrindavan and only Radhani can give you shelter. So he traveling, he came to Vrindavan near Khadirvan and he took shelter of Radhani. And Radhani, she is compassionate. She goes, okay, I will cure your wound and I will give you one called Pipasa one. That will be the one you take care of. And then you take care of the one and we'll perform many pastimes. In Pipasa one also there is Radha Kund and Sham Kund. Are we going there this time? Vasudev Prabhu is saying yes. So anyway, let's see. So Pipasa one, there is one pastime that there is Radha Kund and Sham Kund. What happens? Pipasa means thirst. So this one is called Pipasa one because once Krishna felt thirst. And Radhani created a kund. No, last minute, I'm confused. It was named either Sham Kund or Radha Kund. And similarly, once Radhani felt thirst, and Krishna also created one kund. So these two, Radha Kund and Sham Kund, are there to quench the thirst of each other. And Ashwatthama got shelter. And more important, Ashwatthama has given one curse that no one can cut the trees of this one. And therefore, if we go today also, there is very nice green trees and whole atmosphere is green in Pipasa one, and no one cuts even today. And Ashwatthama gave a curse, if anyone cuts the wood for personal use, he will go blind. He can cut and use for Krishna's purpose only. So sometimes devotees or people, they take it, they cut trees for Krishna's service, they take it, and if some wood remains, they said it should not be kept here. By chance, if we use for our personal purpose, they bring the wood back and keep it in the Pipasa one. And you can see even today, just logs of wood or pieces of wood kept in a pile. This is the wood which people have brought back, the remaining wood after using for Krishna's service. And then one last pastime is there. Once what happened, when Narad Muni has gone at Barsana to take darshan of Radharani, actually initially he was not given the darshan of Radharani. He was given the darshan of Sridhama, her brother. And Narad Muni saw, he could understand, he is not Radhani, but he could understand that he is also a great soul and going to be greatly assisting in the leelas of Krishna and Radharani. So Narad Muni told Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he is also a very great soul. You take care of him nicely because in the future he is going to assist Radharani and Krishna in both ways, and he was taken great care of. So when he grew up, he told Krishna that I can't be separated from you. Sometimes we are together and sometimes we are not. And see, again the mood of separation in the Gopas also. That's the eternal mood of Radharani, of Vrindavan. So this Sridhama said, I want something to solve my separation. Krishna said, I can't be there together with you always. But Krishna said, okay, you can keep my picture. So Sri Rama said, okay, you give me your picture and I'll keep it with you. At least something. If not you, your picture is there. So Krishna went home and told Yashoda Maiya, Yashoda Maiya, please arrange to make one picture of mine. I want to give to Sri Rama. Yashoda said, oh, what? So easy. Take a paper and just make some, take a black pen and make some lines and your picture will be there. And Krishna was a little upset. Do I look so ugly or so bad? Just make some lines and my picture will be there. No, I want some expert artist, expert in drawing to make my picture. So then Chitra Shakhi, she is expert in making pictures. In Sanskrit, what is Chitra? So her name is Chitra Shakhi, so she was called. And she was told to make picture of Krishna. And she took a canvas or a paper and took a brush or a paint. But she said, I have one problem. Krishna is mischievous. And because I already experienced so many pastimes and mischiefs of Krishna, see, to draw a picture, you have to have still image in front of you. So he says, Krishna's activities in my mind are not still. I cannot think of one form of Krishna in a still way. Always so many pastimes are coming in my mood. So I cannot draw. For that, I require some still form of Krishna in my mind so that I can draw it. So then it was suggested that she should take shelter of Radharani. And when Radharani blesses, then she can have a still image in her mind and she can draw. So in that way, she drew a picture of Krishna, and then in that way, Sri Rama got some relief. So I would like to end here with this last bhajan. Again, it is telling the mood of Vrindavan and our mood, which we can try to develop in this remaining part of the day. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Radha Krishna, pran mora, jugal kisho. Radha Krishna, pran mora, jugal kisho. Jivane marane gati ar nahi mo. Radha Krishna, pran mora, jugal kisho. Kalindira kule keli kadambe ravana. Kalindira kule keli kadambe ravana. Ratana bedira upa bashabo dujana. Radha Krishna, pran mora, jugal kisho Gauri ange dibo chandane raganda shama gauri ange dibo chandane raganda chamara dulabo kabe eri mukha chandra Radha Krishna Pran Mora Jugala Kishore Gathiya Malatir Mala Divo dohar gale Gathiya mala tir mala Divo dohar gale Adhare tuliya dibo karpura tambule Radha Krishna pran mora Jugala Kishore Lalita Vishaka Adi Jata Sakhi Brinda Lalita Vishaka Adi Jata Sakhi Brinda Lalita Vishaka Adi Jata Sakhi Brinda Oya Gaya Koribo Seba Charana Ravinda Radha Krishna Pran Mora Jugala Kishore Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daseranuda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daseranuda. Sevaya Bilasha Kore Narottam Dasa, Radha Krishna Pran Mora Jugal Kishore. Jugala Kishore,
Hare Krishna. So I would just like to end by repeating this verse which we sang in the beginning, so that we'll remember it and remember its meaning also. Maybe Jasa Chenpu, you only sing.
Brajavasi yatha jana mata pita sakha gana.
Brajavasi yatha jana mata pita sakha gana.
Sabe hoye mora prana sama.
Sabe hoye mora prana sama.
Taramade gopi gana sakshat mora jivana.
Namaste gopi gana sakshat mora jivana.
Tumi mora jivanera jivan.
Tumi mora jivanera jivan.
Hare Krishna. I think I could serve you in some way. I will end here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Radhashtami Mahamahotsav ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki.